Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Fail theft attempt from job site results in over $10,000 in damages. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. On Monday, a worksite off Highway 50 reported damages exceeding $10,000 from an attempt to steal a large switchboard transformer. An individual representing Citation Oil and Gas Corporation alerted the Campbell County Sheriff's Office about the incident that occurred between Saturday and Monday at the site, according to Sheriff Scott Matheny. The perpetrator used a backhoe and a 2018 pickup found at the location in their attempt to abscond the equipment. The truck sustained significant damage to its bed, box, and rear window and accumulated over $5,000 in repairs. Additionally, the switchboard suffered an estimated $5,000 in damages. Currently, there are no identified suspects, and the investigation is ongoing. Proposal to give $150,000 to help solve 150 Wyoming cold cases advances. A draft bill that would provide money to help the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation solve cold cases took another step forward on Monday when the State House voted by a large margin to introduce it to committee. According to Cowboy State Daily, if passed into law, House Bill 29 will provide the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation $150,000 from the general fund to develop and maintain a statewide cold case database for all unsolved homicides or felony sexual offenses 3 years or older dating back to 1972. Law enforcement agencies across the state would be required to report any unsolved cold case fitting that description. The database would be available to the public and law enforcement agencies. The sharing of information is key to help solve these cold cases, Representative Art Washit of Casper explained as he introduced the bill. Washit said when it comes to solving these cold cases, information is key. Putting possible links and connections between cases here and elsewhere is how we solve many of these cases. He further argued that the database would help get justice for the families of victims who he said are often forgotten over time as investigators retire. During a committee meeting last fall, Ryan Cox, a commander with DCI who oversees cold cases for the agency, estimated there are around 150 active cold cases in Wyoming dating back to 1965, but DCI only has 51 in its database. The proposed legislation is one of two bills advanced by the Joint Judiciary Committee last fall, a bill that will allow DCI to hire two full-time retired police officers to exclusively work on cold cases, was folded into the existing draft bill that will allow DCI to use any unspent money on investigating unsolved cases. The draft bill passed with a vote of 51-9, with two representatives excused. There were 9 no votes on the bill, including Representative John Bear from Gillette. Basin Radio reached out to Representative Bear for comment, who said, "I was given some information about the bill just before the vote from a committee member that gave me pause. I have since received clarification from other members and will be supporting the bill going forward. The bill will be discussed in the House Judiciary Committee later this week." For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.